So, ever been a bit self-conscious about dancing? Yeah, I think most of us have at some stage or another. Well, there's an initiative called No Light, No Lycra, which I just think is a fantastic idea. And we're going to talk about that now. Lucy Armstrong is one of the organisers of it, and she joins us right now. Lucy, good morning.
Morning, Robbo. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. So, first of all, tell us where and when these Dancing with No Lights, No Lycra are on.
So, we have a local group in Castle, Maine, and we dance here every second Friday at the West End Hall. But No Lights, No Lycra is a global event. So, it started about 12 years ago in 2009, and there's a whole bunch of different events all around Victoria, but also the world. I first went to mine in Brooklyn in New York City. So it started in Melbourne, but yeah, it's happening all over the place. So ours happens to be every second Friday at the West End Hall in Castlemaine.
So is it essentially what it says on the tin, that you get to dance, but the lycra aside, no lights, so you can let yourself go a bit?
Exactly. So the premise is that a lot of people love to dance but feel pretty self-conscious about it. And often the only places you can go and dance are quite public, and there's, you know, either plenty of light or they're nightclubs with alcohol or whatever, and it's not necessarily people's scene. So the idea is that with No Lights, No Lycra, it's a total free-form dancing event where you rock up, you can wear whatever you want. We set the hall up with a PA, and we have a sort of a pre-loaded play set that goes for an hour.
Yeah.
And people come in, and then we turn the lights off, not completely dark, because that's a bit disconcerting.
Yes.
Disconcerting. You can just make out the outline of the people around you. And so then we turn the PA on really loud, and then we dance for an hour.
It's great, not just for the physicality, but obviously I think dancing is actually so good for mental health, because you can just sort of, again, you can just go to a space and not have to, you know, worry. There's that old cliche that you often read where they say, dance like nobody's watching. Well, in this case, you can dance and nobody's watching.
Exactly. And it can be like a really good, it's got a great mix of being social, but also very like a personal thing where you can go and just dance on your own, in your own little spot on the dance floor. But beforehand, people chat. Afterwards, people can gather and, you know, go somewhere for a drink. So it ends up being a really good way to get into your community too. And it's a really broad range of people. So we invite anyone to come and dance. Little kids are difficult. They often find it really hard to maintain that concentration. But we have had dance events for kids in the past that are just solely for kids.
Yeah.
But we get all ages, from teenagers right up to people in their 70s and 80s. And it's designed that you're pacing it yourself too. So there's no dance moves. There's no one directing it. You just kind of do what you need to do. And I think, for me, it's a really good release.
Yeah.
So being on a Friday, sometimes you had a big week, to go and just move your body on a dance floor is actually really relaxing in a way, as well as kind of liberating. You've got a really great chance to move your body and get what's ever built up inside you over the week out.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. Yeah.
I don't know. So the way I feel sometimes on a Friday, I don't know whether, you know, getting it out's a good thing or not. But anyway, I was going to say, being in the semi-dark as well, you never know who you'll bump into, literally.
Exactly, yeah. And some great friendships have formed through this. So people get to know each other, and we have regulars. So it's a really nice way to check in and see how people are going.
Yeah. Before I let you go, what sort of soundtrack, what sort of music?
So really eclectic. So the idea is that about 80% of the tracks would be songs that people are really familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
We vary genres. So there's anything from hip-hop to swing to punk to blues and roots, whatever. So we really vary it, and we make it so that there's some new stuff, some old stuff, and you can sing along to at least a few of the tracks, because singing while you're dancing is another good part of it.
Yeah, get in there and get the pogo going and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, it's fantastic, really is, Lucy. I love the idea of it. So just give us again when it's on. Every second Friday, is it?
Yes. Every second Friday, it's at 8 p.m.
Yep.
We open up the West End Hall in Castlemaine. Just Google it. You'll find it really easily. It's $10 entry, so that sort of covers hire of the hall, insurance, membership to No Lights, No Lycra, all those kind of little incidentals.
Yeah.
And yeah, let yourself go for an hour and meet some great people.
Terrific stuff. Hey, Lucy, thanks so much for joining us, and fantastic initiative.
Pleasure.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
Thanks, Robbo, and thanks for the exposure. We really appreciate it.
No problem at all. So, Lucy Armstrong, no lights, no lycra. How cool is that?